when we do the SERF discussion.
Okay.
And I'll work with Ms. Blue on getting some numbers figured for you guys.
Okay, so I would like to have this agendized for the 18th to be voted on, since we will be at the MAC conference on the 25th. So if you're listening upstairs, I would like that added for the agenda on November 18th. All right. Is there any further discussion on this before we move forward? Good? You good, sir? Okay. All right. Thank you both very much. Appreciate it. Our next order of business, we have Hollis Acres Narnia presentation. We may go into executive session. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
With us this morning, we have Mr. John Acres and Ms. Erica Gaynor.
I think we've got some more of these to get back to you.
Got a whole stack.
Try to help on these trees.
Okay, today's agenda would be to get to have a discussion and get some direction from you guys. We don't need a decision today. However, we'd like to come back, I believe, on November 11th, which I think would dovetail well with the last discussion with going through. But right out of the gate, I think we should be able to help the auditor some in his deliberations. If you look on the left-hand side of your packet, there is a summary. I just kind of like to start with here. I think this is a good way, and then we'll kind of dive into some details. The current carrier, Cox Health Plans, has come in with an 8.2% renewal offer. So that, right out of the gate, gets you from your 12 down to 8.2 is your worst-case scenario. So we're making headway there. It does include the EAP. Importantly, and if I would just maybe highlight or put a circle around this, it does include a 12% rate cap for next year, which I think is valuable and important. Unfortunately, if you talk to some of your brethren at that MAC conference, some people got increases in 20, 30, even 50% this year. So having a 12% rate cap, I think, is something that you guys should at least consider as we go through these discussions. We did look for a self-funded option from Cox Health Plans. You have some ongoing conditions and things in your group to where it is not really advantageous to look at self-funding at this particular time, although it is something that, as time goes on, we have several self-funded clients. We're fine with that as far as a strategy, but you need to do it whenever you're pretty confident you're going to have a good year, right? Because you lose with self-funding, you pay more in a bad year. And the year coming up, unfortunately, there's some just things out there that we don't really know for sure what they'll develop into. And so it's probably, at least from Cox Health Plan's perspective, not a good time to try to jump down that road. I'm going to skip Anthem on the sheet just for a second because I see them as a viable alternative and I want to spend some time there. I'm going to go through the others. United Healthcare, UHC, they did give us a quote. It was 23% over current. So obviously that's disqualifying as a legitimate offer, and we'll be able to see that on the spreadsheet here in a second. Aetna, DTQ stands for Decline to Quote. They did not see themselves being competitive. We did, and it was part of the RFQ process, and I believe the Missouri Public Trust MPR was discussed. That is basically a consortium of tax-based entities that go in and they kind of buy their insurance as a block. It is one way, it is self-funded in a way, but with guardrails is the way that it's put together. However, for the same reasons, they declined to quote for your business for this year because of some of your ongoing health conditions. Again, as you bring people into those pools, they want to make sure that they're bringing in groups that are going to help them, not that would cost them more money than the average of their groups, right? So anyway, they did say that they're very interested in your business, that they would like to do that. They actually have a common anniversary date of 7/1, so they offered to relook at us again this spring. I don't know if the commission would really want to entertain that or not. My gut would be we would do it as the park, as we do it every year in the fall, and then if you did go with them, you'd take a short year, but it would move your renewal date to 7/1 from 1/1 if we ever decided to do that. Okay. And then Cigna on this sheet says requested a proposal and didn't hear Bumkus. They actually did come in Friday afternoon after this had been printed and declined to quote. So we did at least get that answer. So going back to Anthem, and we will walk through them on the spreadsheet here in a second, but they did come in with a competitive quote. The Blue Access Network, which includes Barnes and currently Mercy. So that would be an improvement in your network. You already have Barnes, you already have Cox, but it would include Mercy as part of their network. However, and this you might put a little star by that, Anthem and Mercy are in a very public dispute right now about that contract. Mercy has sent a letter of termination, basically, of their contract with Anthem. So as of January 1st, as we sit here today, I can't tell you whether they're going to have Mercy in their network or not. Erica goes tomorrow night, and I go Wednesday morning for an update from Anthem to see what their side is. Mercy has been setting up calls. We've talked to them. Everybody's really, you know, got their swords drawn and is digging in and doing things. Typically, you know, having done this for 32 years, they generally work it out because it's not in anybody's best interest not to have a contract with one another. But I guess they're quite some ways apart, and they're both acting like that if the other doesn't make some major concessions that they're not going to cut a deal. You tell me whether they're going to get it done. One time, in my recollection, a deal was not cut, but it was between Anthem and Mercy. And that's when they moved over from St. John's at the time over to Cox at that point, and then now they've gotten back in with Mercy, but now they're at it again. So it's hard to tell, but that's just one of the big caveats.
Do you have any time frame as to when that decision might be made?
The contract expires on January 1st. Tomorrow we could hear that they've cut a deal and they've made it.
Okay.
Oftentimes what will happen, unfortunately, is they'll extend the deadline for 60 days or something like that and then miraculously come to a deal in the first part of the new year. Mm-hmm. So it could be, I don't know. Mm-hmm. There is, January 1st as of today is the cutoff. That's all we can say.
Mm-hmm. And Anthem would be Cox, Mercy, or Barnes,
and
if they...
Mm-hmm. Correct. And actually, theirs is a nationwide network just like Cox, too. I mean, it's not just those hospitals, but
yep.
Those are the ones that are prevalent here, you know, obviously locally. Their offer on the table is a 2.5% increase, so that's below what Cox is offering it at the 8.2, so it is certainly a legitimate offer. It includes an EAP and wellness program. However, there is no rate cap with Anthem. They historically have just, that's not something they do. So that's something to keep an eye on. So if you move over to the right side of your packet, there are spreadsheets with blue and yellow on them. Might match the OAA colors just a little bit. There are three. The first one is your base plan, which is what the county pays for. With a $1,500 deductible, when you see something in yellow, that means it's different or a change. And so this, we wanted to be able to leave this with you for you guys to look at going forward. Again, Anthem is competitive. However, there are some differences in coverage. First of all, the family maximum out-of-pocket is higher than your current deal with Cox. We could ask them to modify that. So, in other words, this quote is not in stone. If we went back, we could say, hey, what would you charge us to decrease that level? It would cost us some money. Also, look down at the emergency room, whereas right now you have a $200 copay to go into the ER at any time. Anthem would make you meet that $1,500 deductible and then pay a $200 copay if you went into the emergency room. So, significant extra cost.
So, $1,700 for your first visit, pretty much.
If you haven't had anything else,
right,
that has gone toward that deductible, that would be right.
Okay.
Also, on the prescription drugs, the first three tiers are the same, but the high-dollar drugs, whereas Cox just puts a cap of $100 on those drugs. Anthem, it's a co-insurance, so your employee would have to pay 20% of the cost. up to a maximum of $250 first risk. Again, all that would go toward the deductible and the coinsurance, but that right out of the gate, if that's all they have is a high dollar medicine, it would cost them $250 a month as opposed to $100. So anytime you do these things, it's always a little bit of apples and oranges. However, again, you can see that both Cox and Mercy would be included as of today under the Anthem program. Again, you can see where United quoted, but they were 23% up. United's the largest insurance company in the world, and Anthem's second behind it. So you've got kind of the two big gorillas fighting over you here or there. And then Cox is obviously just a regionalized carrier. The next two spreadsheets really are just the new other plans. You have the buy-up that the employee can choose to buy up to. In that case, the family out-of-pocket is actually just a little bit lower with Anthem, but it still has the $200 copay after deductible on ER and the same script card. And then finally, the HSA, which is pretty much a replicant as far as the plan goes, with the exception of assuming Mercy stays in network, that you would pick them up as an option for the HSA. So, from a direction standpoint, the way that the industry has morphed, and I'm not a big fan of this, but it is what it is, carriers won't quote against the incumbent for the renewal until you share with them what the renewal is. So we had to tell Anthem and United, hey, Cox is in at an 8.2% increase before they'd even give us any numbers. What I always then tell the suitors at that point is, well, if we're going to do that, okay, but then we're going to go back to the incumbent and they're going to say, all right, what can you do? So my I don't know if it's an ask, but my direction that I need from you is if you would like me to go back to Cox Health Plans based on what you're seeing here and suggest to them that if they don't sharpen their pencil that we've got a viable alternative on the table and that we need to see what they have. As soon as I said that, I jumped ahead just a little bit. Anthem also has another network that they use. It would actually be a downgrade because it would only be Cox and they would not have Bonds. Okay. And then you wouldn't have Mercy either. So it would be taking some network away, but it's at a 90% number of what you're looking at here. So it would get the cost down by basically 10% for the numbers that you're looking at on the sheet.
But you would lose service.
But you would lose Barnes, yes, specifically. Now, you would still have some other nationwide groups and whatnot. Anthem and Barnes have had basically some back and forth in St. Louis in the past. You'd still have Mayo as a good example. You'd still have MD Anderson, so it's not a horrible network by any means. But it is, you would lose the closest center of excellence, which would be Barnes. But I think at a minimum that gives me some leverage, right, in my discussions if we go back to Cox Health Plans to say, you know, we've even got a lower price point available. And talk to them.
This is probably given, everybody else probably knows, but you said we would still have Mayo, so our policy now would cover for Mayo if the doctor requests that?
Okay. Well, with Cox Health Plans,
with
yes.
Cox,
and,
uh-huh.
And with Anthem, actually.
And with Anthem. They both do that.
As far, okay. I mean, things can change every day, but as of the last time I looked, yes, they were on, and I would have heard if Mayo or MD Anderson or some of them had come on.
Well, that surprised me. I thought it was Cox Rehab, but maybe not. It's a few years ago we had an employee that needed to go to Mayo and would not be, the insurance wouldn't cover it. And one of our other person here had to step in and go in, and they did cover it. I just wondered what the...
Sometimes if it's like an experimental type treatment or something that's not...
It wasn't experimental. It was a condition that...
And without knowing the specifics,
yeah.
I'm not
uh-huh.
sure. But
I was just
in general. Uh-huh. I mean, there's things that you can do at Cox that wouldn't be covered because the insurance company would say that's not part of your coverage, right? So I don't know particularly on that. But as of right now, Mayo is contracted with both First okay. Health, which is Cox's national RAP network as well as Anthos.
Thank you.
So you need guidance from us to go back to Cox, have them try.